Sites for Hope report to our stakeholders, June 30, 2025. We deeply appreciate every stakeholder who has invested their resources, time, and passion into Sites for Hope's work since 1928. Because of this generosity, we are able to empower people to overcome the challenges of vision loss and promote healthy eyesight. This report reflects what we achieved during our 2024-2025 year, which concludes today. We seek to demonstrate that your efforts have made a difference and that your investments were smart decisions. Section on Programs and Services. Throughout 2024-2025, we made notable gains in pursuit of our mission and took our place as one of Pennsylvania's leading providers of rehabilitative and preventative services against visual impairments and blindness. Among these accomplishments are projected year-over-year increases in several service categories that include total number of people served, people who received life skills education services, people who received guided transport services, people who received counseling services, people who participated in our prevention services and programs, and the reported number of pre-kindergarten children who received eye exams and glasses. We also worked throughout the year to make our programs and services even stronger. After not being able to provide individual orientation and mobility, or O&M lessons for clients due to the retirements of our contract instructors, we engaged with a new nationally certified educator and resumed them in January 2025. With support from the Northeast Pennsylvania Lions Service Foundation and the Lions of Pennsylvania Foundation, we replenished our Monroe County transport vehicle fleet after experiencing losses from age-related damage. With a grant from the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind, we upgraded kitchen equipment at our Lehigh Valley Services Center to augment our life skills education programs. With a grant from the Pennsylvania Association for the Blind, or PAB, we began to redevelop our Seawell Bunny Community Education Program, which will include a new Seawell puppet and storybook. Lastly, we were established as one of PAB's most prolific and effective members. Despite being in only 3 of 66 PAB-funded counties, we were responsible for about 10% of PAB-funded services during its 2024 program year. Section on Operations and Fundraising. This year's challenges related to operations and fundraising included the cancellation of plans for a major spring fundraiser due to initial investment costs and multiple personnel changes. Despite those issues, we strengthened our financial circumstances considerably in 2024-2025. Bottom line results. Our projected net income and gains without depreciation is $35,000. Our equivalent net income from the previous year was negative $222,000. Our projected revenue and gains are $1.527 million, a one-year increase of $90,000. Our projected expenses are $1.492 million, a one-year decrease of $166,000. Growth. Our number of major private donors of $1,000 or more was 85, an increase from 66 1 year prior. Our projected revenue from major private donors is $615,000, an increase from $458,000 1 year prior. Our projected standard contributions are $191,000, an increase from $140,969 1 year prior. The net revenue from our seasonal donor campaigns was $35,000, an increase from $21,000 1 year prior. Our donor retention rate was 66%, an increase from 56% 1 year prior and 23% greater than the national average. Our number of monthly donors increased to 15 from 4 monthly donors 1 year prior. Our gross private grant revenue was $356,370, an increase from $203,000 1 year prior and a new single-year record. We earned grants from 2 new funders, the Senior Assist Network and the Pacific Life Foundation. We also earned grants from returning funders that include the Moses Taylor Foundation, Northeast Pennsylvania Lions Service Foundation, Lions of Pennsylvania Foundation, and the Allentown Rotary Foundation. Response to challenge. We also responded to the challenge when Pennsylvania Bureau of Blindness and Visual Services, or BBVS, subsidies decreased dramatically starting in February 2025. More than 49% of our clients have incomes below or near the federal poverty threshold, and most clients rely on these subsidies to obtain life-changing assistive devices. We rallied foundation and individual donors to raise $39,000 to purchase devices for clients in need. Some of this funding will be deferred to our 2025-2026 year. Promotional events. In November 2024, we held a successful Titan of Hope Award luncheon to honor Sites for Hope Board Vice President, former client, and successful entrepreneur Paul Miller. From this event, we gained more than 24 new donors. In May 2025, we held our first community lunch and learn event, establishing an inexpensive model for deepening relationships with our stakeholders that is easy to duplicate. Outlook for 2025-2026. We initiated work on our 2026 to 2030 strategic plan, and we will continue our work in 2025-2026. We have also created a new fundraising event called Bikers for Sight that will take place in the Pocono Mountains this fall. These efforts, along with the refresh of our Seawell Bunny program, promote optimism for the year ahead. Meanwhile, we will begin 2025-2026 with the uncertainties about the American economy, about the effects of tariffs, and about funding that confront nearly all social service organizations. While we do not receive money directly from the United States government, decreased federal funding to Pennsylvania could generate subsequent decreases at the state and county levels. The funding difficulties with the Pennsylvania BBVS may continue for an extended period. We already know that recently enacted tariffs will increase the costs of assistive devices. The greatest potential effect, however, would be on our annual program contract with PAB. While PAB is a private organization, its contracts with Sites for Hope and 24 other organizations are funded by the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services, or DHS. This DHS funding is provided annually through Pennsylvania's state budget. As of this writing, the state's 2025-2026 budget is not expected to be completed when the new fiscal year begins tomorrow. Moreover, the state is presently faced with a budget shortfall of more than $5 billion. Despite these circumstances, we are positioned with the strength to endure. We decreased costs to be even more efficient this year and have developed a wider base of financial support. Our affiliated endowment foundation has a value of approximately $2.8 million, and its leaders have pledged to provide additional support if necessary. The foundation's investment portfolios remain strong due to its steadfast dedication to diversification. Contact for questions. Please direct your questions to Dennis Zahner, our Executive Director and CEO, at 610-433-6018, extension 241, or by email to ask@sitesforhope.org. We are exceedingly grateful for your continued support. Sites for Hope's Lehigh Valley Services Center is at 845 West Wyoming Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18103. Its phone number is 610-433-6018. Sites for Hope's Monroe Services Center is at 4215 Manor Drive, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, 18360. Its phone number is 570-992-7787. Sites for Hope's website is at sitesforhope.org. Its social media handle is Sites for Hope. This report is copyright 2025 by Sites for Hope. All rights reserved. This report has been provided in an audio format to maximize accessibility.